Welcome to Podcraft, honing the art of podcasting. The bite-sized show that covers one topic in depth each series. Your complete podcasting guide. Podcraft brings the pieces together so you don't have to. And now your host, Colin Gray.
Hey folks, and welcome to another episode of Podcraft. This is the podcast that helps you to improve your podcasting skills, the art of podcasting, from presentation skills to technology and everything in between. And today I'm joined by Matthew. Hello, Matthew.
Hello, I can't believe I'm on Podcraft. I'm a huge fan of the show.
Well, thank you for pretending, but that's, yeah. So this is the end of season five, whichever way you want to call it, American or UK. So series five was all about monetization. We talked through all of the different ways to monetize a podcast, from sponsorship to selling a product or a service and everything in between. So I hope you got a lot out of that series. Now, I wanted to do a little in-betweener episode, I suppose, really just to, well, firstly, to introduce Matthew, because Matthew's just started working for the podcast host about, well, I say just started, how many? 2 months ago? 3 months ago now?
Full-time, it's been 2 or 3 months, 3 or 4 possibly, yeah. But I've been doing a bit of part-time work a fair bit longer than that now.
So before that, yeah. So just to update on the status of the company, really, what we're up to, all the things that are going on with the podcast host just now. And as well, to sort of tie up the series, I guess, to do a little bit of an in-betweener and ask you for feedback on what you think we should be doing next. Because really, I am not the biggest fan of the whole endless podcasting approach. As you know, I do seasons on Podcraft. We do a certain topic each season, we cover it, and then we take a break. And so I think that Podcraft has a bit of a limited life cycle. So we're going to get to the end of teaching you all the different areas of podcasting. And obviously there'll be things that we update. So we talk about equipment. Therefore, we'll want to update the microphones episode, we'll want to update the mixers episode, even presentation skills. We'll add things to that. There's all sorts of things we'll add to the series, but it's not the kind of thing that's going to go on forever. So what I want to do is to try and get some feedback from you out there listening to me, listening to Matthew, and ask you what you want us to do next. What is the next season of Podcraft? So we've got a few ideas. The obvious one to me is promotion. So that's one of the big questions we get. One of the big things is how you grow your audience, how you get more people on board as fans of your show. So how do you promote that show? That's the next thing I'm thinking about in terms of the courses that we're going to create for the podcast host website. But I'm really up for getting some feedback, really up for getting some opinions from you, the listener, to see what you want us to cover in future. On that note, what was the last question you got, Matthew? What are you being asked a lot at the moment with the listeners, with readers of the site?
Well, an interesting question actually came in the other day, and it was about people who do location face-to-face interviews and how I think we've all been in the position of complete paranoia in the middle of an interview when you think, is the recorder still recording? Or, you know, what if it runs out of batteries? What if it breaks? And a question came on the website that was about, you know, is there a good way to just have a backup in place? So a couple of suggestions that I threw out there. I mean, an obvious choice is to have two recorders, but not everyone's in the position either where they maybe have an old recorder that they used to use or if they've bought another one. But obviously, that costs a fair bit of money to buy two recorders.
Yeah, of course.
So a fairly decent option. I mean, we've all got smartphones, or most of us have got smartphones nowadays, and these actually have pretty decent recorders on them. So you could just leave that running in the centre of the table when you're doing your interview. And if you want to take a step up from that, you can get these really great lavalier mics for smartphones now. So you could actually hook up yourself and your guest with these smart lav mics and be recording the interview into your phone, but also have your recorder, and maybe you're using some other microphones as well. So if you're really, really paranoid, you can do that, and you basically got two copies of an interview. So that was the most recent thing that came up on the website.
Cool. It's definitely technical stuff that comes up most often, isn't it? Equipment and setups,
all
that kind of stuff. Yeah. And we covered equipment in series 2, it was. That was the equipment series where I did an episode of microphones, and an episode of Mixers, that kind of stuff. So anyone that wants to go back can always find that at podcraft.net/series2. You can find all of our equipment episodes. And I think we'll probably be adding to that a little bit over the next few months, actually, because that was back when we didn't have access to half as much kit as we do now, actually. So I'd like to do an update to a couple of those episodes, as well as add in some extra guides too. And just on those that equipment side of things, we're actually testing out a new setup right now, aren't we?
Yeah, these AKG mics, they cost quite a lot of money. I think £600 for one. So it's a good job we robbed that bank, but we're able to get a couple in for a wee trial.
So it's the AKG C414B, isn't it? And we've got both of them. They're really versatile little things, aren't they? They've got five different patterns, and there's a few other options on the back, from a gain slider right up to a low cut filter as well. Lots of different options on there. So really cool little mics. And these ones come with their own shock mounts as well, which lets us hang them down in a very professional fashion.
Yeah, it's one of those when you hang a really expensive condenser mic, you have a lot of trust in your boom arm and the clamp that comes with it. But yeah, we'll get a review and some other sound samples put up on the website in the next few weeks, I'm sure.
Indeed, yep. Okay, so so that feedback, I want to get that feedback. Let us know what you want us to do in future series of Podcraft. We're going to cover topics again. So if you want to cover a particular topic, if there's certain things that you want us to cover on the show, please do let us know. Get in touch at info@thepodcasthost.com, or you can tweet us at The Podcast Host, or there's also the Facebook group as well. So you just go into facebook.com/thepodcasthost. Basically, anywhere there's social media, type in The Podcast Host and you'll probably find us there. Other than that, worth probably doing just a little update on what we're up to as a company, actually, because it's changed quite a lot in the last little while. As you know, we've taken on Matthew. So we've got one, there's two of us here as part of a team. We also work with another lady called Judy, who is part-time with us as well. So we've already got a team of 2.5, I suppose, as well as some other contractors which do a lot of work with the website, that type of stuff. But we're also employing somebody else at the moment as well, or trying to recruit somebody else right now. That person's going to be a podcaster, a writer, and a content marketer. I mean, the core part of their job is going to be content marketing. So it's going to be putting out content from The Podcast Host on a regular basis. That's our aim, really, for 2016. It's to get articles out at least 4 or 5 a week, get a podcast out on a regular basis, create a bunch of new shows. We're actually working on, and this is part of the reason I'm asking about the Podcraft question, because Podcraft really isn't actually our core podcast anymore. It's the podcast that we create to teach you about podcasting, but it's not the regular week by week show, because to be frank, Podcraft is designed as a course. It's not designed as a show that's going to update you on new things every single week. It's designed to teach you how to podcast. And therefore, it's not going to be continuous, as I said. So we're putting out other podcasts. We've got one that's around starting a new business, around how to run a business in the UK. We've got another that's going to be around subversive entrepreneurs, around leaders who think about things differently. So they're all going to be coming out soon. So this person that's coming in is going to help Matthew and I with the writing, with the producing of those podcasts, and really making sure that we cement ourselves in the landscape of podcasting resources on the web. So that's our aim for this coming year, to put out tons more free resources and also a few more paid resources. So we want to put out more courses that we can sell that will help you to improve your podcasting skills and really use that online education experience that I have, my background around how to create great podcasting, how to create great online courses to teach you how to improve your podcasting skills and create better podcasts in the future. So, does that sound exciting, Matthew?
Yeah, looking forward to it. We sat down last week. We turned up. It was a bank holiday. The building was shut. We went for a coffee and we basically planned out our next 3 to 6 months and even beyond that. So, lots of exciting stuff happening, lots of great opportunities for new podcasts, and just really looking forward to getting stuck in, and especially with the knowledge that we're growing the team and that someone else is coming in as well.
Yeah, indeed. There's even a secret little project, isn't there, around your background passion? Something around maybe a drama or something?
Yeah, some sort of audio fiction project maybe in the near future as well. And we also of course ran the Scottish Podcast Scholarship there. We ran that among students in the area, got a good response for that, and we've actually started interviewing some of the shortlisted applicants now. So we basically invited people to pitch podcast ideas to us. Once we pick a winner, the lucky winner will receive £400 to help fund and develop the project, and they'll also have access to us for any advice and help that they might need as well. So it's all good on that front.
Yeah, it's cool. I can't wait to see the ones that come out of that, actually. There was some really good applicants. Really excited to meet them all. Yesterday it was, actually. And I hope there's going to be a few great podcasts coming out of that project. If you missed that, of course, if you're a student based in Scotland, you can apply for that sometime in the future. We're going to release it again, probably around the middle of the year, maybe about June time or so, for the next batch of that. So keep an eye on what we're doing at the podcast host. But I think that pretty much ties it up. Just keeping this one short, just a little intermediate episode. If you've caught this and you're new to Podcraft, if you haven't listened to us before, then I hope that gave you an idea of what the podcast host is all about, what we're up to just now, what our plans are for the future. And by all means, I'd encourage you to go back, and if you want to learn more about podcasting, improve your podcasting skills, go back and listen to the previous series. So the season one was all about how to get your first episode out there. That was complete beginners podcasting from scratch, right up to getting your first episode out there. You can find that at podcraft.net/series1. The second series was equipment. So a full guide to podcasting kit, from microphones to mixers to all the other stuff that connects it together. You can find that at podcraft.net/season2. The third series, sorry, testing my knowledge, websites. So the third season was called Peerless Podcasting Websites, and that was around how to create a great home for your podcast on the web. So if you want to set up your own self-hosted WordPress website, figure out all the plugins you need, all the tools you need to make sure you're turning every single visitor that comes to that website into a loyal subscriber, then go to podcraft.net/series3. Series four was presentation skills. So that was around how to create great content on your podcast and how to present it well. So I talked to a bunch of people. That was an interview season, actually, around how to create really engaging content in the first place, how to plan it, then how to present it, how to tell stories, and how to make sure that's all going out in the best way possible so that you've got engaging content going out week by week. And most recently, of course, we've got season five, which was monetization. So how you can possibly earn a penny out of your podcast. And that was from sponsorship to Kickstarters to selling a service to affiliate income. And you can find that at podcraft.net/series5. So if you are a long-term listener, thanks very much for following along. And don't worry, we will be back. We'll be taking a short break, maybe a couple of months from Podcraft, to work on our other projects and really plan the next season. Make sure we're creating the best content for you, creating a great season again to improve your skills. Please do let us know what you want to hear. As I said, get in touch. And you can also keep up with us via the website, thepodcasthost.com. And you'll be able to sign up for the newsletter there. That's actually the best way to keep up with what's going on with the website. Make sure you're in the loop for everything that we're doing, from things like the scholarship to new seasons to new articles. You can get a sign-up form for that newsletter on the front page of the website, or on any article page, actually, as well. So by all means, get on there. And that's it for the season. We'll see you again in a few months. Thanks for joining me in this one, Matthew. Hopefully you'll be on the next season.
Yeah, hopefully.
And maybe even somebody else as well, if we get our next employee in place by then.
Yeah, we could get a round table on the go.
Great. Okay, have a great couple of months, and we'll talk to you next time.
If you want more of everything podcasting, from equipment guides to podcasting courses, head over to thepodcasthost.com. And don't forget to give us some feedback. Leave a comment at podcraft.net or send Colin a tweet at thepodcasthost. Thanks for listening.